Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the series Pearls of Wisdom. Today, my topic is modesty as well as ill usage of social media. Before moving towards our topics, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, indeed, Allah Almighty has appointed one angel on my grave who has been blessed with the power of listening to the voices of the entire creation. Therefore, whoever recites Salat upon me until the day of judgment, the angel presents me his name along with his father's name and says, so and so, son of so and so, has recited Salat upon you. Subhanallah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Islam gives a lot of importance to modesty. Highlighting the importance of modesty, the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who preached modesty, has stated, Iman has more than 70 branches and modesty is one of the branches of Iman. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, true essence of modesty does not lie in the fact of only apparently performing virtuous deeds and acknowledging modesty only verbally. Rather, modesty means to safeguard your apparent and non-apparent organs from sins. Therefore, one shall refrain from bowing his head down in prostration to anyone else except Allah Almighty. One shall purify his mind from showing off and arrogance. One shall safeguard his tongue, eyes and ears from saying, seeing and listening to impermissible things. This would be the protection of the head. One should protect his stomach from haram food and his heart from evil desires. This would be the protection of the stomach. The truth of the matter is that these blessings can be attained by the bestowment of Allah Almighty and the gracious sight of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What is modesty? Remember, modesty is such a trait that stops a person from evil deeds. The Holy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, if you do not possess modesty, then do whatever you like. Amir Ahl Sunnah states, this saying is to make us feel fear that do whatever you like. You reap what you sow. If you do bad, perform an immodest action, then you will face its punishment. A noble person gave his son some advice. Its summary is as follows. Whilst committing a sin, when you feel no shame from anyone on the earth or in the sky, then consider yourself to be amongst the animals. Allama Ali Qari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states regarding modesty. Modesty is the trait that prevents a person from committing evil deeds due to Iman. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, environment and upbringing play a vital role in spreading modesty. One's modesty develops further if he is blessed with a modest environment. Whereas, company of immodest people makes a person immodest, taking the purity of his heart and eyes away. Due to this, a person indulges in countless immoral and impermissible affairs. It was the blessing of modesty that stopped a person from committing sins and evil actions. When modesty is removed, then what will stop us from committing evil actions? There are several people who do not commit evil actions, fearing the embarrassment of being defamed. However, those who do not care about being defamed, such immodest people end up committing every sin, cross the bounds of morality, and end up being immoral and do not even feel embarrassed to perform these actions that are against human ethics. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Regarding the modesty of the Holy Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the renowned companion, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri, radiallahu ta'ala, who states, the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would observe more modesty than even an unmarried girl who observes modesty in veil. In the commentary of this hadith, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, when an unmarried girl is about to get married, she is made to sit in one corner of the house. During this time, the girl is extremely shy and observes extreme modesty. She even observes modesty and is shy from her own household. She does not talk to anyone openly. The modesty of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was even more than that. Modesty is a special gem of a person. Stronger the iman is, higher the level of modesty will be. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the more we are distancing away from the era of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more we are falling into the pits of illiteracy and immodesty, along with other evils, the destruction of unveiling, immodesty and unlawful gazing have brought our society to the brink of destruction and devastation. Circumstances have become so severe that those families who observe parda are deemed to be old-minded. Moreover, they are extremely taunted by saying that they do not move along with the time. Whereas on the other hand, those who promote unveiling and obscenity are highly acclaimed. Those who observe veil are made fun of. If a devotee of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam attends an event with adorning his head with the imamah and his face with the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and refrains from unlawful gazing, then the poor guy is severely taunted. Somebody says, take off this imamah, and somebody says, just leave it. Similarly, veil observing Islamic sisters are taunted in the following manner. The world has gone so advanced and you are still so old-fashioned. Religion is not that strict. There should be only parda of the heart. The following question was asked to Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhu Min Aliyah. What is the truth behind the phrase, there should be only veil of the heart? He replied, this is a great and extremely evil trap of shaitan. Moreover, this phrase denies those ayahs of the Holy Quran that command one from covering the apparent body. For example, it is stated in part 22, Surah Al-Ahzab, ayat 33, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, and stay in your homes and do not remain unveiled like the former unveiling in the times of ignorance. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now let's move towards the next part of this episode. Social media. Yes, social media is like a knife that has good usage as well as ill usage. Unfortunately, there is more ill usage of social media in our society. Before, the usage of social media was limited. But since this facility has become available on mobile phones, even small-aged children are falling prey to it and destroying their future. Those who fall prey to this remain deprived of acquiring knowledge, fail to attain a prominent status in the society, lose morals, and become disgraced all around. Let us listen to some harms of social media. Number one, spiritual loss. It is stated on page number 33 of the monthly magazine Faizan-e-Madina, October 2017 edition. Those who use social media, it is very difficult for them to refrain from sins, especially unlawful gazing, because people with corrupt beliefs and disbelievers also use social media in large numbers. That's why sometimes there is a great risk for a common Muslim to fall prey to the whispers and develop corrupt beliefs or become an apostate. Harm number two is the physical loss. Social media accounts are normally accessed through mobile phones or computers. Both of them are harmful to one's eyesight. Moreover, in case of not using it in the right posture, can also result in affecting one's muscles. Harm of social media number three is the educational loss. Using time effectively is the key to success in education, whether worldly or religious. There would perhaps not be anything else that wastes one's time as much as social media does. It is possible that in the future, this ummah gets deprived of authentic scholars, competent doctors and engineers, because students waste most of their time using social media. Harm number four is the social loss. Although you can contact the entire world by sitting at one place through social media, but this has created distances amongst our own loved ones. Father, mother and children are all busy in their own social media accounts and are unable to give time to each other. Harm number five is the economic loss. One spends a lot of money on the internet to use social media. Same time and money could be utilized more effectively in order to strengthen one's position. May Allah Almighty enable us to appreciate time. Ameen. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O devotees of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you not see what severe destructions social media contains and what kinds of evil are spreading in the society because of it? Therefore, wise approach is to spend time with family members after work rather than wasting it on social media. Time shall be spent in performing worship, zikr and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, contemplating the hereafter, obeying the parents, madani upbringing of children, being busy with madani activities and reading the books and booklets of Amir Ahl Sunnat and Maktabatul Madina. Now the question arises that how can the responsible Islamic brothers of Dawat-e-Islami benefit from social media and how can Islam be served through it? So let us listen to some important benefits of social media in terms of how it becomes useful for the activities of deen. Number one, means of calling to righteousness. Number two, consultation for the religious activities. Number three, defending Islam. Number four, ease in keeping in touch. Number five, listening to sunnah-inspiring speeches. Number six, listening to programs full of knowledge and wisdom. Number seven, to keep up to date with Dawat-e-Islami. Number eight, reading the books and booklets published by Maktabatul Madina. Follow all the official Dawat-e-Islami accounts on social media and stay updated with 100% Sharia compliant Islamic knowledge. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to spread the knowledge of Islam through social media. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Wisdom is the last property of the believer. Wisdom is the last property of the believer. Wisdom is the last property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom.